The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines: 14 business entities convicted for subscribing to illegal waste service providers. Couple arrested for circulating counterfeit notes in Kapirimposhi. And in Global News, UK shows a Chagos deal after Trump opposition. The Phoenix FM News. The Fast Track Court has convicted 14 business entities located along Alikinkata Road for various contraventions of the Solid Waste Regulation and Management Act No. 20 of 2018. The SACA Integrated Solid Waste Management Company Limited Public Relations Officer, Sir Muntanga, says that the listed clients appeared before the magistrate yesterday for the offence of subscribing to illegal service providers. Ms. Muntanga explains that by bypassing official waste management channels, these entities have undermined regulated public health standards and environmental safety protocols mandated by the Act. She says in a statement that the court has imposed significant financial penalties on the offenders to serve as a deterrent against the use of unregistered waste collectors, with expert Berber being faced with a penalty charge of 10,000 kwacha, Atiso Auto Paint Africa Limited 15,000 kwacha, and Access Energy 20,000 kwacha, among others. Ms. Muntanga has since reminded members of the public and the business community that subscribing to illegal waste service providers is a serious legal violation. A couple has been arrested for circulating counterfeit Zambian kwacha notes in Kapirimposhi, Central Province. Confirming the arrest to Phoenix News, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Muna Mwanakampwe says law enforcement agencies received a tip about the couple's activities and swiftly moved to apprehend them at a supermarket in Kapirimposhi. He explains that the couple was found in possession of fake money amounting to 15,940 kwacha and led the officers to a compound in Kawama where machinery suspected to be used in printing fake kwacha was discovered, along with fake Bank of Zambia identity cards. Dr. Mwanakampwe has emphasized government's commitment to combating economic sabotage and assured of severe action against anyone found guilty of circulating fake currency.
So I wish to confirm that a couple of days ago, the law enforcement agencies were tipped of a couple that was trying to plow illicit fake Zambian kwacha in the economy by way of going to a supermarket and procure goods whereby they were going to leave this money, which is fake, in circulation. Upon receiving that information, I can confirm that our hardworking law enforcement officers swiftly moved and they managed to catch or apprehend the couple at a named supermarket right in Kapirimposhi.
Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, Engineer Peter Kapala, has urged smallholder livestock farmers to participate in the established Animal Disease Free Compartments ADFC as part of government's efforts to achieve the $1 billion US annual beef export target. Speaking in Petauke during a tour of the livestock market center in Katete, Engineer Kapala emphasized that compartments are inclusive and not limited to commercial farmers, but are open to all livestock farmers, including smallholders. Engineer Kapala, said that government, through the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, is accelerating value chain infrastructure development and raising awareness on the establishment and expansion of ADFCs, which are key to unlocking Zambia's beef export potential. The minister explains that farmers who are part of these compartments stand to benefit from better and more stable beef prices, as only certified beef from ADFCs will qualify for export markets.
We are reaching out to the system where small can put the and then they can spend more. In a way, we're encouraging more cooperation so that we can satisfy the demand and speak. And then, if that's what we can.
Meanwhile, Gatete Town Council Secretary Kate Munkonde reaffirmed the local authority's commitment to supporting government's efforts to grow the fisheries and livestock subsectors. Ms. Munkonde disclosed that the council plans to construct a modern abattoir using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to support both local and national beef value chain development. Government says Zambia is making significant strides towards energy security following the groundbreaking of the Zambia Petrochemical Energy Company Limited refinery in Indola. Speaking during the ceremony in Indola yesterday, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote said that the project reflects growing private sector confidence driven by an improved business environment under President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Chikote described the development as a milestone where policy is translating into action, noting that the refinery will have a capacity of about 3 million metric tons per year, equivalent to 60,000 barrels per day, and that over 2,200 jobs will be created during construction, while more than 600 direct jobs will be available once operations begin, with a priority given to local workers. He said the project will support mining operations and other high-consuming sectors, adding that fuel shortages previously experienced due to global disruptions will soon be a thing of the past.
Today's occasion goes beyond the tending of soil and marks a transformative milestone, and indeed demonstrates the private sector response to an enabling environment created by the new Dawn administration. I repeated twice that it's a private-driven project.
Meanwhile, Industrial Development Corporation IDC Chief Executive Officer Cornwell Mulea said that the $1.1 billion project has been in development for nearly 2 years and will reduce Zambia's reliance on imported petroleum products.
As many of you would have heard, the investment here in dollar on the plant itself and the project is estimated at $1.1 billion. Which will include the refinery, which will process approximately 60,000 barrels of crude oil per day, producing many other products which we are not producing today and which were not produced by the previous technology that we were using.
And chairperson of Fujian Jiangxin Corporation, Wang Tianming, made assurances that the company will adhere to Zambian laws and regulations, ensure safety standards, and work towards extending the petrochemical value chain while contributing to Zambia's energy self-sufficiency. Economist Kampamba Shula is calling on government to strike a balance between maize exports and national requirements following the recent lifting of restrictions on maize and millennial exports. The Ministry of Agriculture has allowed exports, while the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has launched millennial exports to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Commenting on these developments, Mr. Shula has expressed concern that climate signals are pointing to a possible drought in the 2026-2027 farming season. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Shula is further concerned that the country might repeat the scenario after the 2023-2024 drought, where where it was forced to import maize at a higher price due to depleted reserves.
What I'm trying to say in simple terms is they could follow not